all have our traditions, from Friday night lights to Saturday morning hunts. These are the traditions we pass down to the next generation. Now, we might have hung up our cleats a long time ago, but come tomorrow morning, we can still put on our camo and hunter orange, because some traditions last a lifetime. Get your hunting license and enjoy a season of memories, both on the field and in the woods. This message is brought to you by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Hunt natural.
Your home for Bomber football, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
Welcome back to Bomber Stadium, where it's been Greenwood most of the night. Bombers trail 7-55 as we head into the fourth quarter. Bombers getting ready to take a kickoff from Greenwood. Seeing some new faces in there for the Bombers on both sides of the ball.
Definitely appreciate all our Bomber Sports sponsors. Baxter Health, supporting Bombers since 1963.
Greenwood back to kickoff. And a deep kick to the right-hand side. Chenoweth's going to field it. Cross the 20, make one man miss. He's the 25 before he's brought down. And that's where the Bombers will take over. First down.
Stop by Brad's Home Entertainment today and check out the complete line of Traeger Wood Fire Pellet Grills exclusively at Brad's Home Entertainment.
Brantley Phillips in again for quarterback for Bombers. Brantley getting his line settled. Back in the gun, takes the snap. Hangs in the pocket, fires out to the right-hand side. That's going to be complete to Jet Hannaford, I believe.
Brantley Phillips pass complete.
No, that's not Jet Hannaford.
36.
Corbin Morris. Morris with the grab there. Great catch. Second down. Phillips takes the ball, hands off up the middle. Looks like it's going to be Rula again. He's going to do it with people on his back. He's going to get just shy of the first down.
Justin Rula. Brought down by Greenwood's number 78, Mark Garrett.
Rob Coleman and his team at American Safeguard Insurance are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call American Safeguard Insurance for all your insurance needs.
You know, Bob, we're looking for bright spots, man. I've been really impressed with Rula coming here and getting some tough yards.
Definitely
for the
so.
Bombers. He's running tough and hopping up. He's ready to go.
Yeah, he's popping right up, right after the hit.
Phillips getting back of the gun, sends a man in motion. Takes a high snap, going to hand it off again to Rula. He's met immediately at the line of scrimmage and then drove backwards by Greenwood.
The Bombers, number 40, Justin Rula.
Nowhere for Rula to go there before he was stacked
14,
up by
Paul
Greenwood.
Ritzy.
Again, Bombers trail 7-55 with 10:24 left in the fourth quarter. Phillips looking the sideline for the call. Bombers get set. Phillips takes the snap. He's in the gun, in the pocket. He's going to fire the left-hand side to Rula. Rula's going to take it. He's going to get just past the sticks, right about the 40-yard line. Where he's brought down by Greenwood.
Proudly supporting the Bombers and serving the Ozarks, the team of United Country Realty want to help you list or sell your property today.
Again, the mercy rule's in effect here, so the clock's ticking pretty quick. We're already at 9:35 left in the fourth quarter. Phillips again back in the gun, takes a snap. He's scrambling. Scrambles out right. Got a wide open man at the 50. Going to be forced out of bounds. That's going to be number two, Carter Atkins. He's going to grab it, almost make it back to cross to the 40-yard line. But there are flags on the field.
You know, that's a shame, too, because that was probably one of the better plays of the night.
It was. Phillips did a great job of rolling out there. Had a wide open man in Carter Atkins. And let's see what the call is. Yeah, it's going to be against the Bombers. Looks like holding. They're going to back it up here. Bombers just wasn't able to get much going on the offensive side of the ball tonight. You know, we read those halftime stats. Every other game we've had so far, it's been flopped. It's been you know, Mountain Home putting up that type of yardage.
Right.
They've had some trouble tonight. This Greenwood defense, folks, is no joke.
Third down.
Phillips in the gun, takes a snap. He's going to hand off in a delay. Looks like Rula up the middle before he's brought down. Rula's not going to actually lose a yard on that one. That's going to bring up fourth and about 20 for the Bombers, and on come the punt team.
First Choice is always the best choice when it comes to personal home care for your loved ones. First Choice Home Care is proud to partner with the communities they serve to support local athletics and families.
8:30 left here in the fourth quarter. Again, Bombers trail 7-55. Bomber punt team is on. Phillips is back to do the punting duties. He's counting personnel, making sure he's got enough. Official blew a whistle. We'll see what.
The clock actually stopped.
Yep.
Oh, they're going to call. There it goes again.
That's going to be a delay of game against the Bombers. And they're going to mark it off, back them up. Another 5 yards.
Harold Tucker Auto Parts, family owned and 3 generations strong, your bumper to bumper specialist.
Well, we said it earlier for Greenwood, but now Bombers looking at fourth and a country mile. Phillips takes the punt, snap, and kicks. Decent kick. It's going to roll right out about the 50-yard line. And that's where Greenwood will take over. Bomber defense doing everything they could tonight to try to keep things in front of them, but it's been tough.
Yep.
Even with Archer going out, they've really – I mean, I'd heard about their passing game, but – really been surprised by the running game. I mean, that's what they've been following that all night.
Yeah, they've just got that tuck and run down.
It's not anything fancy. It's just, you know, they just kind of give it to him, and he finds a little open hole there, and he's off.
It's old-fashioned booger flip.
I like that.
Duke Wells, that was his big thing. Lindsay's Excavation, specializing in all types of excavation projects. Give Lindsay's Excavation a call where pride still matters.
And Greenwood now take over offense. Looks like Goodwin's still in there at quarterback. He takes a snap. He's going to hand off this time to number 45. Going to get around the right-hand side. That's going to be to Deacon Cameron, 5'6", 170-pound sophomore. They have taken out Wesley Rago, who had a couple pretty impressive runs there.
Oh, yeah.
The start of the second half. Clock's ticking down. As expected, Greenwood using up all the time they can. I think they're ready to get back on the road to Greenwood. Goodwin's going to take the snap, hand it off up the middle. The Bombers are going to stuff him. Stuff him back. They're going to give him back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up third down.
Well, that's the one thing I want to say about our Bombers. I mean, they have not give up. They are still pushing as hard as they can. They're putting their hearts on the field, everything they got out there. So,
yeah, they don't quit fighting. That's what I love about this team. Oh, and Goodwin uses a hard count and is able to draw Mountain Home offsides. Looks like defensive end jumped. That's going to give him half of it.
He knew it as soon as it happened. I mean, there was no question about it.
Sure did. The hard count there got him. As we fall just below 5 minutes here in the fourth quarter, again, Bombers trail 7:55. That's going to bring up third and 5 for Greenwood
on the 46, right on the 45.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Goodwin takes a snap. He's going to make a quick high pass to his tight end. He's going to overthrow him. He's not going to be able to pull it down. That's going to bring up fourth down here for Greenwood.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, is proud to cheer on the Mountain Home Bombers.
Greenwood's going to go for it on fourth down. I don't quite understand this one. They're leading 55-7, so not real sure what the – looks like they're just going to try to hard count, maybe
– try to get a
– maybe try to back out and do a quick kick. Nope, they're going to go for it. That's classy. Throw it down the sideline. He's going to try to hit a receiver, and he could –
overthrows him.
Overthrows him. Don't understand that one.
No.
That's –
For number 89, Braxton Davis, and incomplete.
Well, I'm not gonna go down that.
Nope. That's a rabbit hole.
Well, Bombers will take over. Phillips back on to command the helm for the Bombers with 3 minutes and 46 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Phillips got two receivers split out to both sides. And it looks like Greenwood is going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 1.7. Streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
One of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's main goals is to provide our members with reliable service. We've launched a long-term effort to reduce outages by removing dead trees in and near the co-op's right-of-way. Starting with our three-phase lines, NAEC employees and contractors are topping off dead trees that could reach power lines when they fall. Personnel will leave the tree sections on the property where they don't cause an access issue. Providing members with reliable service, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Your best life begins with your healthiest life. At Baptist Health, you'll find the comprehensive care you need for every person in your family. From pediatrics to primary care to women's health, we're equipped to partner with you in every phase of your wellness journey. You'll also find Baptist Health locations and clinics across the state, ensuring we're always there for you, when and where you need us. Learn more about the state's most trusted name in healthcare, locate a clinic, find a provider, and more at baptist-health.com.
Mountain Home Bomber Football continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium.
Phillips going to take the handoff to Rula. Rula's going to find some yardage there in that one. He's going to get about 6 or 7 yards on the carry.
Tackled by number 78.
2 minutes and 54 seconds left here in the fourth quarter.
Third down and two.
Again, want to thank everybody for all the supportive texts and everything. I think it's no question Bombers have a lot of support, and y'all love these boys, and they're fighting as hard as they can. Phillips is going to take the handoff. He's going to hand off up the middle to Rula. Rula's immediately going to be met by number 49 for Greenwood and dropped. And that's going to be Cody Johnson, the 6'4", 230-pound sophomore. Phillips back again in the gun, takes a snap, holding in the pocket. He's going to fire across the middle, in and out of the hands of Carter Atkins. I think the refs were ready to get out of here too, because they jumped Carter, and I probably would have been a pass interference in a close game, but they didn't call nothing.
They didn't call it at all.
That's all right. It's 2 minutes left here in the fourth quarter, and that is going to bring on the Bomber defense. And the white hat starts the clock. It will stop on change of possession there. Minute 52 left here in the fourth quarter. Bombers trail 55-7. Greenwood breaks the huddle. Again, Goodwin back at quarterback. He's going to take the snap, handoff right up the middle, this time to number 45.
Handoff to Bulldogs number 45, Deacon Cameron.
Deacon Cameron's going to get a first down out of it. Greenwood taking their time, letting the clock run. I think at this point they're just ready to get back to Greenwood. hard-fought battle tonight by the Bombers. Greenwood, everything that we heard about him, plus some. Good one again. Back to the line of scrimmage. As we tick under a minute left here in the fourth quarter. Goodwin takes a snap again, hands off right up the middle. This time, new back, number 30. This time it's going to go to Ming Tung. Ming Tung's going to get the first down.
Bombers number 43, Brenton Setzer. Yards is good enough for a first down.
Setzer on the stop there.
Again, Greenwood probably have time for two more plays here before the clock runs out.
30 seconds on the clock.
Good one. Again, in the gun, three receivers spread out left. What do you want to bet he hands off?
Yeah.
He takes a snap and again hands off right up the middle. Again to Ming Tung again. This time Tung's going to get about five before he's brought down by the Bombers. And that should do it, folks. From Bomber Stadium here, Bombers not able to pull out the victory. They get taken down by Greenwood 7-55. Come back here with us on the postgame show. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7. Streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Knox Orthopedics postgame show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's time for families to enjoy the school sports scene once again. Everyone from Knox Orthopedics at No. 3 Medical Plaza wishes our many area athletes not only a winning season, but an injury-free season as well. If the unexpected should occur, however, Knox Orthopedics' four highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, can evaluate, diagnose, and successfully treat your injuries to get you back doing what you love sooner rather than later. Yes, they can fix that. Check them out at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Melissa Miller, and it's football time, which means the Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort from neighbors like you that makes our local schools and activities such an integral part of our community. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. The Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner.
Touchdown!
Go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Visiting with Clay Maxey. Hey, you're a big fan of youth athletics. What message do you have for those young athletes out there today?
Hey, stick it out. It's easy to have a bad day and think that it'd be easier just to quit or to go home and set your own schedule, but you don't ever want to look back and wish that you'd have stuck it out, because a team camaraderie, it just does so much for a life, and the skill sets that it builds for your career, managing relationships, even managing through your family life and your marriage.
Here's to Friday night under the lights. Go Bombers from ClayMaxeyChevrolet.com.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
One of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's main goals is to provide our members with reliable service. We've launched a long-term effort to reduce outages by removing dead trees in and near the co-op's right-of-way. Starting with our three-phase lines, NAEC employees and contractors are topping off dead trees that could reach power lines when they fall. Personnel will leave the tree sections on the property where they don't cause an access issue. Providing members with reliable service, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Major Michelle Robbins. The money we raise helps people in the surrounding five counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
Is it time to move to a smaller home, be closer to town, stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Shaw with the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemek Realty, and this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lemek Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.